Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Happy Inauguration Day from Washington, the middle of the madness. Today is an exciting day here. Republicans take control of the White House and both branches of Congress for the first time in a decade. There's more than just a political shift happening. Every new administration ushers in tremendous change in Washington. There's a whole crop of new people moving here. The Trump Hotel is becoming the center of gravity in this White House, with people holding meetings there, gathering in the lobby for drinks, while sipping Trump-themed cocktails.
Donald Trump is scheduled to become president around 11:46 this morning. His speech is expected to touch on topics like infrastructure, education, and expanding manufacturing in the United States. His speech will be much more philosophical than practical.
Speaking of the practical, our colleague Shane Goldmacher has the scoop on Trump aides jockeying for the best White House real estate. Reince Priebus will occupy the quarter suite just a short walk down the hall from the Oval Office. Steve Bannon and Jared Kushner will work out of the coveted corridor offices, while Kellyanne Conway will be upstairs in a suite once occupied by Karl Rove.
Trump is also expected to name Macon Delrahim Deputy White House Counsel under Don McGahn. We hear he'll have a big role shepherding judicial appointments. One of Ivanka's guests this weekend is Daska Zhukova, the wife of Roman Abramovich, the Russian industrialist billionaire who is close with Putin. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.